Father of the Pride was one of the most ambitious television projects of the early 2000s, but it ultimately ended up as a high-profile failure. Premiering on NBC in August 2004, the series was a computer-animated sitcom created by Jeffrey Katzenberg and produced by DreamWorks Animation. The show followed a family of white lions living in Las Vegas, performing in the famous Siegfried and Roy show, and featured the voices of John Goodman, Cheryl Hines, Carl Reiner, and Orlando Jones. At the time, it was the first major attempt to bring DreamWorks' big-screen animation sensibilities to primetime television with high production values, adult-oriented humor, and cutting-edge CGI for network TV. NBC, struggling to maintain dominance in the ratings after the waning of must-see TV, saw Father of the Pride as a way to recapture audiences with something novel and visually groundbreaking. This is TV Casualty, Father of the Pride. The show's premise revolved around Larry the Lion, his wife Kate, their rebellious daughter Sierra, and Larry's father-in-law Sarmody, who had strong opinions and a gruff demeanor. The setting was a behind-the-scenes look at the Las Vegas entertainment world from the animal's perspective, complete with Hollywood satire and anthropomorphic humor aimed at adult viewers. Though this concept had some potential, the execution struggled to find the right tone. It lacked the warmth and relatability of traditional family sitcoms, and the humor often veered into crude or overly topical territory. While animated adult sitcoms like The Simpsons and Family Guy had successfully blended irreverence with heart, Father of the Pride seemed to rely more on its visual novelty than compelling storytelling or character development. A major blow to the show's future came in October 2003, during production, when Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy was mauled by one of their tigers in a highly publicized onstage accident. This tragedy cast a shadow over the series, which was still months away from premiering. Although Siegfried and Roy were executive producers and supported the show, public sentiment around exotic animal performances had begun to shift, and the spectacle that the show was parodying now felt controversial rather than amusing. NBC considered delaying or canceling the show in the wake of the attack, but ultimately moved forward with its release in 2004. Despite heavy promotion during the Summer Olympics and an expensive marketing campaign, the show debuted to mixed reviews and moderate ratings. Critics were divided. Some praised the technical accomplishments and star-studded cast, while others found it lacking in substance. Audiences, too, were unsure how to respond to a show that looked like a children's cartoon, but featured adult themes and risque jokes. The time slot also did the show no favors, often facing stiff competition and lacking a compatible lead-in. Production costs for Father of the Pride were exorbitant compared to other animated sitcoms, with each episode reportedly costing over $1 million. This kind of investment demanded a much higher ratings return than the show could deliver. Though NBC initially ordered a full season, the show's ratings continued to decline, and it was quietly pulled from the schedule in early 2005. The remaining episodes were aired in a late-night burn-off, and the series was officially canceled after just one season. In retrospect, Father of the Pride is often cited as an example of the risks networks took during the early 2000s when trying to compete with cable and emerging internet media. It represented a major investment in technology and cross-brand synergy that failed to resonate with the broader public. The series has since faded into obscurity, occasionally mentioned as a footnote in the careers of those involved or in discussions of failed network experiments. While not without its moments of cleverness, it ultimately couldn't justify its expense or find its audience, making it one of the more costly misfires in NBC's history.